I'm not nearly drunk enough for this kind of nonsense, Neil said as Cat plunked down two steins of honeymead. Another ale? Cat asked, looking toward as Kalbach and Neil both drank deeply. Ward nodded. He watched Neil drain his mead and shout to Cat for more. The day wasn't exactly going as planned. He didn't blame Neil as the ferry took a new stein from Cat. Neil had seen shit that would leave most men a puddle of goo in their boots. Ward knew the ferry was almost as fierce a fighter as Foster, but sometimes a drink was all that helped in the aftermath. Ward sipped at his ale.
I don't think Neil's going to be much use in the streets.
Kalbach eyed the lilting ferry as Neil slammed his drink home. I can still walk, Neil said. That means I can still fight. You tell them, Ward. Tell him how we fought that basilisk. That was a good fight. Kalbach groaned.
Not this story again.
I don't think I've heard this one, Cat said. She filled an empty stein and then pulled a chair up to the side of their booth. Ward took a long pull from his ale and leaned back into the worn leather cushions.
It's been a few years now, and it was the end of the necromancer known as Ezekiel.
The brilliant explosions of light and sound cascading in a dome overhead would have been beautiful if Ward hadn't known what it meant. Halfway to the wall, Ward raised his sight, and his steps faltered. One of the massive blue trunks that formed the webwork of ley lines through Phileas was broken. There weren't things attacking the dome of the city. There was only power, and it was tearing the fabric of the shield to pieces. Bursts of orange light and sickly red floated into the ether as lightning strike after lightning strike eroded the dome. Ward sprinted through the crowds as best he could. Heather would be back at the hostel near the courtyard. He needed to get to her, and fast. He weaved through the frozen fae caught staring into the sky like living, breathing statues. He clung to the walls of golden brickwork where he could, to avoid any unwanted attention, catching the sleeves of his cloak on more than one artfully roughed up cornerstone. He'd almost reached the hostel when the first blast breached the outer walls of Phileas, and a city, untouched by outside attacks in 1,000 years, felt the wrath of a god.